The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Now, here comes the music.
Have you always wanted music in your show? Well, now's your chance. Anchor and Spotify have launched Shows with Music, a chance for proper, full radio-type shows with full tracks. However, shows only appear on Spotify, and your listeners only hear the songs in full with Spotify Premium. But musicians do get paid as they would with any other Spotify play. If you're in the US, you can earn with Anchor sponsorships, but you can also upload your own ads too. It's available now in 6 countries, and episodes containing music will undergo a review process before being published to Spotify. UK radio executive Matt Deegan notes that his show was rejected because he didn't talk enough. And he adds that if anyone asks, it definitely isn't radio, and it doesn't mean that songs have come to podcasts. One example of how the Spotify Anchor News might make things better for listeners is My 90s Playlist. It's a new show from Sony Music Entertainment, with the first episode featuring a deep dive into TLC's No Scrubs. It's a 3-minute, 34-second song on a Sony Music record label, but on the podcast it's played for less than 2 minutes and continually talked over by the hosts, apart from one 25-second clip. To hear the song in full, on Spotify at least, would surely be a good thing. Google smart speakers use Google Podcasts, as you guessed, but what if you use Pocket Casts or AntennaPod or even Spotify? A new Podcasts settings section has been spotted by Android Police, which will enable you to change the default podcast provider in Google Assistant in the future. Congratulations to the founder of GoodPods, JJ Ramberg, who's been honoured in Inc. magazine's Female Founders 100 list. The social podcasting app has users like Malcolm Gladwell and Kim Kardashian. British podcasts are to be translated into new languages. Something Else shows are to be translated into Spanish, Danish and German by Danish podcast platform Podimo. And Listener is a new podcast app for Android. It promises now you can remember everything you find interesting in a podcast. With Listener, you can tap one button, save the time and convert what you just heard into text. It looks quite cool. Twitter user Podcast Conglomerate checked it out for us. Podcast Movement Virtual is less than a week away, and if you're a fan of aloof British accents, then you can join our editor, James Critland. That's me. I was once reviewed as James Corden-esque, to my horror. Anyway, I'll be leading a conversation around emerging international markets in podcasting and why you should care. Spain's Nuria Net of La Coctelera Music, Kenya's Paula Rogo of Africa Podfest, and Malaysia's Norman Chella of Pod Lovers Asia are on the panel with me. Please join me. And in podcast news, Ruby Jones, the host of the 7am podcast in Australia, is interviewed by MediaNet. We link to that today. Pause Play was released last month, a podcast about live music, a global pandemic, and what comes next. It's new from KUT and KUTX Studios, and looks at the live music scene in Austin, Texas, and beyond. And Crooked Media's Pod Save America has possibly snagged their biggest guest yet, former President Barack Obama. He has things to say about the census, birtherism, misinformation, and rage. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.